incredibly strong. Fast Flash comes in three sizes and three colours. Check it out now at any of Number One Roofing and Building Supply's seven locations. Mona Vale, Narrabeen, Preston, Seven Hills, Regents Park, Caringbah and the Central Coast. Fast Flash, your fast roof flashing.
Just like champion sires, vain and reduced choice, Divine Prophet won the stallion making Caulfield Guineas at three.
They come to the line together, Divine Prophet!
Now Divine Prophet delivers with his first foals. Champion sire, champion foal. Divine Prophet, now standing at Aquas Farm.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. Let's get back to Racing HQ. It's time now for the major New South Wales preview.
And 10:04, good morning everyone. Sean Cosgrove with you. Cessnock today. Big day there. Steve Tapp, the fact manager, joins me. How are you, Steve?
Oh, good, thanks, Sean.
That's good. How's the day looking there?
Oh, yeah, it's a really nice day. Low 20s. Bit of cloud around, but it's nice.
All right. And have you rated the track today, Steve?
I've got us a good three. Like we still haven't got any irrigation, like water to irrigate, but we've got 30-odd mils of rain probably in the last 12 days, and it was holding up good, but over the weekend we had a couple of days of 30 and a bit of wind, so that's sort of firmed up a bit, but hopefully we've got a bit of coverage, we've got some fertiliser on that out when we've got the rain, so hopefully the race is good, but I'll leave it up to stewards if they want to, they might want to watch run a race and see what they think after that.
Well, regardless of that, gee, you pulled some good trainers here today.
Yeah, so hopefully they're not disappointed, and they come back. But we can only do what we can do.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say, Steve. You can only do with what you've got, can't you?
Yeah, that's it. But there's a bit of coverage in that on the track, so hopefully they should race pretty good.
Right, good on you, Steve. Have a tough day.
And hopefully get some rain. Righto, thanks very much, Sean. See ya.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Tapp there. Gary Harley's on track. Going to find the winners first. How are you, guys?
Hello there. Good, mate. Yeah, pretty good. We had a hectic week in Newcastle last week with all the functions and activities, and then the 2 days, the cut. It was their best in 20 years, a magnificent
great race. Right. It was great racing, wasn't it, both days?
Oh, yeah, the turnover was up the buggery. Mm. Everything. The crowds were great. And just as many people there Saturday as they had on Friday. So, it was good. Mate, before we go on, in race one, number one, Sugar Rock, trained by Luke Thomas. I got a text the other day. Luke's won a slot for the
that's
Oscar.
Right.
Yeah. Good. So he's going to get a nice return anyway, irrespective of what horse he ends up with.
They're right. Good on him. Good luck to him.
Yeah, good on him. Yep.
And it's good to see that happening. People, and apparently someone in Wagga as well got one, I've heard.
Yeah,
there's someone down there. It's great that people, just anyone who bought a $5 ticket could have a horse.
Exactly. It's enormous. I think they said they sold 200,000 tickets, but everyone warmed to it. I mean, people were saying to me, like, in our local hotel near my place, like, they'd, every time they'd back a winner there on a Saturday arm, they'd buy a couple of tickets.
Mm.
And it just filled up and up.
Yeah, and I reckon next year will be even bigger.
Oh, yeah. Once I get used to it, it'll be much bigger.
Fantastic. Well, let's get a bank today. The first, the class one, 900. One, Sugar Rocks, 13. Number two, Lilith, 260. Three, Oliphants, 320. Four, Rogue Runner, 550. Five, Kirkella, 480. Six and seven out. Eight, Tavisky, 19. Number nine, Peniella, 13. Ten, Snazzy Bird, 61. Favourite, 260. Number two, Lilith.
Yeah, well, the favourites come out, Venture Capital, I like it. So I'm going to tip Lilith, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If Lilith finds her old form, she'll be too good for these. She went to the paddock after running 50 in the Wellington Boot when she was a 2-1 or a $3 favourite. And if you go back to Warwick Farm in March, Sean Roosevelt only beat her ahead or a neck one day. She won a race at Gosford and won very easily there. Jason Collett. She's in a good stable with Alan Denham. Robert Thompson will ride her 900 metres, hit the ground and run. Good barrier. think she'll win today. Number three, Oliphants, a former Godolphin horse. Now with Cody Morgan, now Australian Bloodstock horse. I think it might have been with Chris Lees for a little while, but I'm not sure about that. But then they placed it with Cody, and Cody won a race at Narromine with it on the 12th of August. It's a horse with a ton of speed. Won easy at Narromine at $1.60. It'll hit the ground and run without question. Got to be a good chance. Rogue Runner to Brett Partelli. But Barrier 1, and it trialled, geez, it trialled good the other day at Wyambeyide, Smart Horse and Oxford Angel. Only just got beat in the trial. Saw it win a race at Scone back in March. Got a heap of speed as well. And for the one, Barrier's going to have the run of the race. And number five, Kurt Heller. Neil Godbolt down from Port Macquarie had Victorian form before it was picked up by Neil, and it's had two runs for him. On second at Taree, beat three quarters when it led over the 1,000. Then at midfield at Taree behind Ackerman when it led again. It's obviously got a ton of speed, and our speed maps show Oliphant and it being the two leaders, the speed maps we get at Sky. 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Race 2, 1 any Saturday, 8.50, 2 Conquering Kate, 23, 3 Ginger Island, 26, 4 Lucky Star at 10, number 5 Decapitor, 280, 6 Haversack, 12, 7 Irish Spy, 151, 8 Litriola, 23, 9 The Truck, 151, 10 Transact, 480, 11 Glitter Rain, 61, 12 out, 13 Power from Within, 440, 14 Shouldn't Miss, 15. Favourite 280, number 5 Decapitor.
He's my best bet, Sean. He's a New Zealand bred 4-year-old by Guillotine. And he is with Scotty Singleton, Hawkesbury. The 9 starts for 3 seconds. But he's looking for the 2100. Now, I interviewed Scotty for Sky at Gosford last start when he runs second, although he's beaten 5 lengths in a 1900-metre race. And Scott said to me, he's run 3 seconds in a row. And Scott said he's going really good, but he did indicate to me he wanted further than 1900. And he goes to 21.25 today. Jess Taylor is riding. She'll ride him well in behind the speed, Barrier 2. And I think he's a good thing in this field, this country field today. 13 Power from Within is going well. For Jeff Engelbrett, hit run second the other day. I think it was at Gosford. And it's been thereabouts for a while now. Power from Winnie. Actually, it was at Newcastle behind IQ. It was well beaten. But in this kind of race, it's always a chance. Number 10, Transact. Day Waterhouse and Adrian Bott racing at Cessnock. Wow. Never thought I'd see the day. They had three in. I think they scratched one of them. Johnny Thompson had a runner. He scratched it. Portelli's got a runner. Johnny Sargent's got runners.
Incredible, isn't it?
They're branching out to the bush, aren't they?
Mm.
For good prize money. Number 10, Gahey and Adrian Transact for third. Got terrible form, but a big drop in class. And one Annie Saturday can always race in this type of field. 5, 13, 10 and 1.
Third, 1 and 2 out. 3, Pinfeather, 19. Number 4, Allendale Raiders, 16. 5, Azza Rose, 12. 6, Comiskey Park, 6.50. 7 out, number 8, Miss Fraser, 23, 9 and 10 out. 11, Priestess, $5, 12 out. 13, She Brings Luck, $7, 14, Without Conviction, $7.50. 15, Dashing Ocean, $81. 16, Sticks and Stones is $9.50. 17, Like a Striker, $6.50. 18, Missile Attack, $6. Open race, 11, Priestess, favourite, $5 even.
God, it's a hard race. It's an open race and there's not much form, Sean, to be honest. I'm going to have a throw at the stumps with Chris Lees' first starter. Comiskey Park. It's won by Eurozone, this 3-year-old.
Mm.
And it's owned by a group of ladies, obviously purchased at the Magic Millions. And amongst the ladies, it's carrying the Australian Bloodstock colours because Sharon Parkinson, one of the owners, is Luke Murrell's partner, and Luke's a founder of Australian Bloodstock. Kelly Lovett, another owner, is the wife of Jamie Lovett, another founder of Australian Bloodstock. Maureen Barnett, the wife of the Newcastle Jockey Club chairman, Jeff Barnett, who's got a stack of horses with Australian Bloodstock, and about another dozen other women are all in this horse. Now, at trial the other day, the first starter at Gosford, I mean, about 2.5 lengths run third, shared the lead, shaken up on the turn. The trial wasn't sensational, but it was okay. It's had a number of trials, and now Chris has decided to take it to the races at Cessnock, and he struck a pretty ordinary lot. Gibbo rides it. Gibbo's ridden 20 winners, I think, in the first 6 weeks of the season so far. I've got it on top. Number 11, Priestess. Robert Thompson and the horses. You couldn't tip it, even if Cessnock on form, but they've got such a great combination, the Hawks team and Robert. And when they bring them to Cessnock, and, you know, the big drop in class, they normally run very well. Now, this filly is by exceeding excel. She's had two runs. She ran last at Hawkesbury in April, beaten 10 lengths at $6. And she trialled all right at Hawkesbury in August. And then she ran third last at Hawkesbury at $7.50 on the 1st of September. She's always in the market. And there's a few gear changes today, which will help her. The blinker's gone first time and the winker's come off. Right, she's second pick. 13, She Brings Luck. The one again and Adrian. It's only had the one run. And in that start, as I turn the page, that was at Hawkesbury. And it got beat about 10 lengths. Three wide, no cover outside the lead. It was only a $7 there. And number 14, Without Conviction, ran third the other day for Paul Perry. 6, 11, 13 and 14.
We go to the fourth now. One, Kadiran, is $19. Two, Keep on Charging, 17. Three, At the Glenburn, 12. Four, Caprice, 14. Five, Chorus Queen, 41. Number six, Fame, 26. Seven out. Eight, Miss Bethany, 6.50. Nine, Zedge, 8.50. Ten, Holy Rain, $1.80. 11 out. Number 12, Flying Bliss, 8.50. 13, Subburst, 101. 14, Patriot Missile, 101. 15, 16 out. $1.80 favourite short, number 10, Holy Rain.
Might end up a good price, Sean, $1.80. Looks far too good for these on form. Tim Moore's got the horse, Gibbo's riding it. They chase home a potential group winner in Girl Tuesday in a Newcastle made a few weeks back, August 25. On that occasion, I mean, Girl Tuesday won again the other day at some beat. That Tuesday Joy mare. And only got beat 2.5 lengths this horse. Then come to Newcastle the other day and led. Now, I don't think lead is its caper. And it ended up getting me 3 lengths behind a very smart horse, a Japanese horse, with bred horse, with John Thompson, Wild Impact. So it didn't give it a long way. And it does look the class above these on form. Holy Rain to win, number 9, Zedge. I saw it run a good race somewhere the other day at Goulburn. The blinkers go on today for Jason Addard. He got back at Goulburn, second last, and made really good ground. They end up running fifth. Three at the Glenburn went okay. Its last start. That was at Newcastle. A lot of excuses. Run fifth. The third defence, over race, middle state. Checked at the 1,200. Held up behind the leader. The run was okay for this class, and number 8, Miss Graffini. 10, 9, 3, and 8.
We go to the next event, which is race 5. 1, Fraser's, 15. 2, Triumphant Star is 5. 3, Clunes Rocket, 18. 4, Dynamic Dynasty, 5. 5, Retribution, 390. 6, Serious Dancer, 750. 7, Cheeky Bella, 26. 8, Comet Vittore, 10. 9, Dragon Shadow, 11. Number 10, Suggest a Partner, 15. 11 out. 12, Falsified, 14. 13, Suleiman, 34. 14, 15, 16 out. Favourite is number 5, Retribution, $3.90.
A lot of speed in this race. Triumph Star, Dynamic Dynasty, and Retribution all love to lead. I'm with Triumph Star. Gary Moore's first ever runner at Cessnock, and he's got two in here today, and I've kept them both. Triumph Star ran second at Goulburn the other day, beaten ahead. had a good trail. Look, the winner at the 200 when it hit the track was nailed right on the line. And a good fourth at Newcastle prior to that, placed at Gosford and Wyong before that, only beaten three quarters at Wyong by Vihara. That is very good form for a Cessnock race. Number five, Retribution, going well. Thought it was home the other day at Taree when it led all the way and got run down late. Number four, Dynamic Dynasty, is racing well for Mitchell and Desiree Carney. As I said, it likes to lead. What to like about its last run second at Muswellbrook. And number six, Serious Dancer. Two, five, four, and six.
Race 6, 1 out, 2 Destiny's Choice, 3.40, 3 is out. Number 4, Cliff's Choice, 11, 5, Typical Redhead, 61. 6 Hours of Wood is 126, 7 Burgalicious, 71, 8 Call Me Trinity, 71, 9 out. 10 Cortessa, 5, 11, Myverton is 21. Number 12, Neath Hill, 101, 13 Anya, 6, 14 Set the Sizzle, $5, 15 Morty is 5.50, 6 Sweetheart, 19, 17 Denials, 31, 18 out. Favourite at $3.40, number 2 Destiny's Choice.
Yeah, I like Destiny's Choice. He's only had one run here, and second here one day. But a very good trial recently at Wyong. He won the trial, bullet trial. Even Bobby Alyssa's riding today. He's drawn a bit awkwardly, but he shared the lead in the trial. And him and the other horse were four lengths in front of everything else all the way. And in the end, he drew away without any pressure on him to win by 2 1/4 lengths. His form at Scone has been very good. Been knocking on the door for a while. Done three placings. I think today's the day. Number 10 is my second pick, Cortesta, the filly of Gary Portelli. He got back in a recent trial, the last at Warwick Farm. Sneaked up along the rail, hard held all the way to the line by Sam Weatherly. Josh Adams is riding. Barrier's okay. Couple of placings at Hawkesbury earlier in the year. Number 13, third pick, Anya. There's really good money for this at Tamworth the other day. Chad Lever rides with a good barrier. Number 14, Set the Sizzle. 2.10, 13, 14.
We go to race 7. 1 Adam is $6.50. 2 Beside You, 34. Number 3, I Can Hear Music, 11. 4 Silent Dream, 5.50. 5 Showgirl, 6.50. 6 Out, 7 World Force, 3.90. Number 8, Gone Viral, 23, 9, Kate's Pearl, 10. 10, Swift Arrival, 7. 11, Felicette, $9. Number 12, Special Silk, 81. And 13, Double Pluggers, 23. $3.90 favourite, 7, World Force.
Yeah, that's the other horse that Gary Moore's. I like it. He's only had three runs for a win the second. He won the Star Kingdom at Muswellbrook back in April, went to the paddock. He runs second to a horse that's flying at the moment, Lights, at Kembla, first up. And then he finished down the track there the other day after racing outside the leader. Big drop in class. In a crossover noseband comes off today for the first time. Number 5, second pick, Showgirl. Not real big, but she's very quick. She won a couple of races for Gary Portelli. Number 4, Silent Dream. It run third at Taree the other day. Was only beaten half a neck. And number 10, Swift Arrival. 7, 5, 4 and 10.
All right, we go to the final event, race 8. Now, 1 Zazumba is $13. 2 Las Vegas, $4.20. 3 Jackknife, $4.80. 4 Shalama, $8. 5 out. 6 Kamehameha, $9.50. 7 Nathan Road, $13. 8 is out. 9 Royal Casino, $5. 10 Zroya, $31. 11 Miss Gigi, $11. Number 12 Emo Girl, $19. 13 out. 14 Ready and Flying, $10. Favorite, $4.20 is number 2 Las Vegas.
I like an $8 chance here. Number 4 Shalama. He's never raced better. He won the race at Wyong on the 3rd of August. He got back in a small field and ran over the top of them. Then he went to Gosford. He ran third behind his stablemate, Miss Fate. That'd be the length of a quarter. And then he ran into a filly called Smart Melody and got beat 5.5 lengths at Wyong in the springtime. Missed the kick 2 lengths and ran on okay. That's enormous odds, $8. It'll get back. Just 5 placings at Cessnock. So it obviously goes well on the track. I'll be putting it in the quaddies. Number 3, Jackknife, an eye-opening run first up. At Taree, flew home, just missed. Number two, Las Vegas, a favourite for Farmer Brown. Hit run placings its last three on the Acton, Bathurst, twice. And number nine, Royal Casino. 4, 3, 2, and 9.
Right, what do you like there today, Gaz?
Race, well, I like 8 of them. But race 2, number 5, the Tapetour, is my best bet. Race 2, number 5.
All right, terrific. Well, we'll look forward to that. We'll hear you through the day with the late mail. You've recovered well after the 2 days at Newcastle Ripper Racing.
Yeah, well, lucky had a day off yesterday. Pressing up and do the form for the Cessnock today. And after today, my next meeting for Sky is not till Friday at Scone. So I'd have to do a bit of gardening and lawn mowing.
There you go. That's going to be absolutely trim, taut, and terrific by Friday if you do that in the meantime.
Well, if I back a winner today, I'll be paying someone to do it.
Exactly. You just sit inside and watch them.
Yeah, and if I get the quality today, the Pacolman Vineyards will be first stop on the way out.
Or even the glue on the label tastes good, as
well,
you've often said to me.
Sparkles is in the, yeah, well, Sparkles will be in the card. You know what he's like after he finishes work. He loves a drink.
Oh, dear, you've given him up now.
I don't have to give him up. He's very recognisable.
Yeah, he's all right, mate. Enjoy the day, and we look forward to the late mail. Good on you, Gary Harley. At 24 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
The slots have been drawn, and now the dealings begin. The Kosciuszko, the state's richest thoroughbred race for country horses, is just a month away. To hear the latest on the horses selected, stay with Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardner's Road, Mascot.
Whether it's racing or sport, Sky Sports Radio has the team you can rely on.
Home of the Brave, the UK import wins second up, and a dominant win at that.
Flindell,
Duffersey,
Radley,
Jones,
Joyce,
Brazel,
Denopolis, all names you can trust this Everest Racing Carnival. And with the Rugby League and AFL finals underway, the Big Sports Breakfast presents some of sport's biggest newsmakers. This spring, the winning team is on Sky Sports Radio.
You've heard of the war on waste, but what can businesses do? Whether you're a brickie or a barista, you can do your bit to keep valuable resources in circulation. Canada Arc has developed the War on Waste Toolkit for Business to help you choose the right recycler or recycling equipment supplier, get your staff on board, and find products made from recycled material. Even if you're not in the recycling business, you can be in the business of recycling. Visit businessrecycling.com.au.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Rabbitohs star Tom Burgess has leapt to the defence of his brother Sam, saying he made a huge mistake as the fallout continues from that sexting scandal that threatens the club's premiership campaign. In Premier League this morning, West Ham halted their disastrous start to the season with a first win under Manuel Pellegrini as they outplayed Everton 3-1. Well, Jamie Wincup won his fourth Sandown 500 crown yesterday, putting on a masterclass display to beat teammate Shane van Gisbergen by almost 7 seconds. And for the first time in race history, one team filled the entire podium with Craig Lowndes finishing up in third place. And Lewis Hamilton eased to victory at the Singapore Grand Prix overnight, strengthening his grip on the world championship, with Australia's Daniel Ricciardo finishing up in sixth place. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio brings you unparalleled coverage of the Spring Racing Carnival. Every morning, Racing HQ talks to trainers, jockeys and owners and brings you the latest tab markets. On Saturdays, we kick off from 6:30 with comprehensive previews for the Sydney and Melbourne races. And once the racing begins, our immediate analysis straight after the calls.
Ty Anglin really had to wait. He was held up for a lot of the straight, but eventually the split came.
For the best spring racing coverage, it's just got to be Sky Sports Radio.
50 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022 at Harvey Norman. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 50 months interest free available now in store and online. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022. 50 months interest free at Harvey Norman.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors. Or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to the Northern Rivers Thursday for more Country Cups action. The $60,000 Cup, along with the $30,000 Sprint, takes centre stage at Lismore. Thursday at 10, catch Gary Cleese's Lismore Tip on Sky Sports Radio. On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
Right on 9:30, Dave Carlson. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sean. The ties at half mast, the footing. I've got no teams left in the semis. Hawthorn.
And the bubble has burst.
And the Dragons. Oh, they were gallant. They were gallant. I'm not going to talk about any refs calls, but they were gallant. And congratulations to Souths.
Not what you said before the mics were open. You give them a slating there.
Talk about give up.
Oh, dear. Never mind. We'll find a winner, Dave.
We will. We will. Anyway, our guest on this morning's show, we've got Sandown media guru Mick Floyd with the wrap of last night's amazing Speedstar match race series. Race caller Tim the Battler Newbold is going to look at this Thursday night's Group 1 Megastar final at Dapto. We'll get trainer Ruth Maddock on the line. Ruth's chaser Mbai again dominated at Bulleye, this time on Saturday night in that club's regional final of the Million Dollar Chase. And the man behind the microphone in the States North, Bob Lane, is going to join us to review the Casino Cup heats ahead of this Friday night's final. We're about to get Mick Floyd on the line now. And last night at Sandown, the fastest greyhounds around lined up in the Speedstar for rapid-fire racing at its best. Now, there were 20 match races with two dogs in each race and a total prize money pool of $190,000. The 20 match races were split into five groups. There were three sprint races, one middle distance and one staying event. And the club's media chief, Mick Floyd, is on the line. Mick, good morning to you. First up, congratulations to you, Greg Miller, and your team, everyone at GRV, and indeed at Sky Racing, who made the night a spectacular one.
Good morning, Disco. Yeah, it was a fantastic effort from all involved. The concept has really grown over the last couple of years, and last night's match race spectacular was a lot of fun. It was great to see, and it all comes together as the cooperation between all the parties involved.
Mick, we've got to pay tribute to Brett, the track curator, and his staff. There was fine weather, but the track was just in outstanding order, producing some great times.
Yeah, it always is a Sandown Park day, but the guys did a fantastic job. The weather on Saturday was, well, it was fairly horrific, to be honest. excuse me, we had a fair bit of hail and rain and wind, and it was a really awful day. If it had come a day later, there might have been some issues, but the guys did a fantastic job, not just getting the track right, but getting it in such a fantastic condition.